Okay, Parshas Hazinu. It's very interesting that Parshas Hazinu is probably one of the easier Parshas to make Hasidus drushes on. Because everything's poetic. Everything's enigmatic.
It's a big poem. It's a big poem.
Everything's ambiguous. You can take it in every direction. So for just to start us off as an intro, not really what I was going to talk about. So it's interesting. Interesting with Simcha Vanim on the words Tizaka Tal Imrasi. That the Hashem's words, Hashem's Torah comes down like rain. So just to point out something which is I think oftentimes overlooked and oftentimes brings some discouragement when someone wants to learn, when someone actually does learn, and they don't feel a geschmack. You know, they feel like, okay, I just sat through a shir, I just sat through this, I just sat through Holy Yom Kippur, I'm not getting anything out of it. But the truth is that the Rav Simcha Vanim says it's like rain. Kizal Imrasi. Kital Imrasi, that it's going into the ground and it's gonna sustain whatever seeds are inside of you. And then the sun will come out, and then the seasons will pass, and you'll realize, oh, now I finally have a good davening. Why do I have a good davening now? Because I remember that Vart or that davening I had Yom Kippur. Or I remember that shir that I listened to that's now relevant to my life. Oftentimes we think we don't get anything out of a shtickle Torah, we don't get anything out of a davening, and we have to just wait a little bit to reap the benefits. Like I said yesterday during the Ela, I had that story in mind for 10 years. And I never found a time to say it over until yesterday. Right? Because that's sometimes how good things work. You plant the seed, it's sort of like the rainwater going into the soil, but sometimes you have to wait for it to sprout. That's just to start us off. The Pasuk tells us later on in the Parsha, Binu Shnos Dor Vador. What does it mean, Binu Shnos Dor Vador? Anyone know? Binu Shnos Dor Vador. It's in the 6th Parsha. Perek Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis Pasuk Zion. 32:7. So the Pasuk starts, Zechor Yemos Olam, remember the days of old. Remember the days of the world. Binu Shnos Dor Vador. Comprehend or understand the years of every generation. Ask your father, your parents, and they will tell you. The elders, and they will also say over to you what happened in the Jewish history. Right? It's important to hearken back to our ancestors. Not with a yud in the middle, but it's a good try. Maybe. Maybe when you're at your own Hasidic parish. You know, in Kansas, I had some conversion candidates who were very intrigued by my Hasidus, and they used to call me the Marylander, because I'm from Maryland. So they wanted to give me a Hasidic name. And the more I told them about different rabbis, like the Kotzker Rebbe, and the Pshischa Rebbe, so they wanted to give me a name based on where I was from. So they said first, the Baltimorean. It's not Hasidic sounding. So I said, what about Maryland? So they said, Marylander. I said, no, Marylander. Marylander, it sounds very Hasidic. Either way, so Binu Shnos Dor Vador. So Steve, when you write your parish on your Hasidic parish, you can, the Mishiganer. The Mishiganer. So what does the Chiddush HaRim of Simcha Meir Alter, Rav Yitzchak Meir Alter, the student of Rav Simcha Banim, the first Ger Rebbe, say, Binu Shnos Dor Vador, what does he say? Well, first let's say what his, I guess, one of his grand students says, Rav Shmuel Misakarchav, the Shem Yishmuel, who we'll quote in a second, about Sukkos. So Shem Yishmuel is, Binu Shnos Dor Vador, Im Ki Zecher Yimos, Im Yizechor Yimos Olam, V'yos HaRishon K'malachim V'hanu K'mnei Adam, L'ragel Yiridas Hadoros. On the one hand, if we remember the people that came before us, we realize that they're like angels and we're like men. Right? They're like high level, they had the Midbar, they had the Nisim and the Flos of Hashem, and we're just regular people. Ach Me'idach. On the one hand, you remember Zechor Yimos Olam, remember the generations past. But on the other hand, Ach Me'idach, Binu Shnos Dor Vador. Aleichem Lehisponim B'Sibos Hashinoi Ben Hadoros. Umashigarim Lekach. You not only have to remember the people that came before you and realize how great they were, but also try to understand what happened in between the generations. Why is it that the generations beforehand were so much better? Aleichem lehisponi b'sibas hashinoi. You have to think about why it's different. Bein hadoros u'mashigarim l'kach. What happened? What influenced the differences? Kilufamim b'davar kal efshar lihisdader ad lidyuta hatachton l'chalila. Kach sheisponenus timnazos. If you think about why things were different, you'll be able to think about how you don't fall further. Right? If you think about, just as a simple example, the Enlightenment. And you think about the characters that led to the Yiridas Hadoros in that generation. So you can learn from that generation what not to do. You can learn how not to be to succumb to cultural norms or to the popular sway of the day, whatever it is. So that's first from the Sakat Shavar. But the word he's playing on is not is the word shnos, right? The word shnos could be in the pasuk means the years of every generation. Binu shnos dor v'dor, understand the years of each and every generation. But he's saying no, it doesn't mean shnos as years. It means shnos as the changes. Binu shnos dor v'dor. Why does every generation change? Why is this generation zochet to have gedolim and rabbanim and Eretz Yisrael, and why is the next generation losing Eretz Yisrael? Right, different whatever generation we want to look at. To understand what you're going through today, as the history teacher always tells you, you have to understand what happened in the past so it doesn't repeat itself. On a national level and also on an individual level. But then the Chiddush Harim tells us something else. And this is more nogea to where we are now, right after Yom Kippur, going to Sukkot, going into the year. Binu shnos dor vador. Meharoy lehisbonen. Binu. To think about. B'chol shana v'shana mischadeshes ubar la'adam mi bina mechudeshes. Every single year, every single person has a newfound understanding on life. We go through different experiences. We go through different shiurim. We go through different difficulties in life that bring us more wisdom, that we've learned from life a little bit more. And therefore, when it comes to a new year, when you've gone through Rosh Hashanah, you've gone through Yom Kippur especially, you have a certain new perspective on life. You have something new to bring to the table. And therefore, when it comes to sitting down in front of a chumash, you're looking at your chumash and you say, I remember this from last year. Bereshis, I've done this before. I don't have to do Steinmaker Vecha Targum this year. I remember it from last year. Noach, who doesn't know the story of Noach? The Mishkan, we do the Mishkan so much every year. I'm doing it again? No, I don't have to do it again. So says the Chiddush HaRim, Binu Shnos Dor V'Dor, remember the changes that happen in your own life that allow you to be different. Binu shnos dor vador umikan noveh hashem shana. That's why the word shana, year, is related to the word shinoi, to change. It's not just for the Hasidish vart that we're able to say, oh, it's the same word, let's change the meaning. No, they're one and the same thing. The reason a shana is called a shana is because it's related to shinoi. Because every single year we're supposed to change. And with that change, as we say at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, Sein chalkeinu b'sor asecha. Give us our portion, because we all have something to give to the Torah. Whether it's Steve's taich of the word binu, or whether it's before George's taich on my vart between Mincha Marev, on the Yud, the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. Everyone has their own ideas, their own experiences that they can glean different meanings from different Torah ideas. So says the Chiddush HaRim, the importance of Shana v'Shana Mischadeshes Uvala Adam Bina Mechudeshes Binu Shnos Dor Vador. Remember that there's a difference every single year. And this is also interesting because the Sakat Shavar of the Shem Yishmol says also when it comes to the holiday of Sukkot. You'll notice in the Parsha of Emor, when we'll be reading, it goes through a lot of the... we'll read it on Yantif, I think. Yes. At the end of Yantif, I don't know if at the beginning. Maybe the beginning also. When do you read it? I don't remember. Yes, definitely Shmini Atzeres. Maybe the beginning.
For sure. And then,
I think the Mafters are from Pinchas though. Could be. Either way, so the Psukim when it comes to the holidays, when it comes to the Yantifs, talk about you do this for 7 days, you do this for 8 days, right? You do the eighth day at least. But then when it comes to Sukkot, it has a very interesting lashon. It doesn't just tell us that the holiday is 7 days. If you see in Perek Chav Gimel in Vayikra, Perchav Gimel, Pasuk Mem Aleph. So it says, V'chag Osem Oso, Chag LaHashem, Shivas Yamim, that you should celebrate this holiday for 7 days, Bashana, in the year. In the year? Well, when else am I supposed to do it? Out of the year? In a different time zone? In a different, you know, galaxy? Like, what does that mean? Shivas Yamim Bashana.
Every
what does
year.
It mean? Bashana, it should be every single year. Okay, it could be.
I'm pretty sure.
Rashi.
I'm pretty sure that's the meaning.
Okay, that could be. It doesn't say anything in Rashi, so maybe it's a simplistic understanding like that. That Shivas Yamim Bashana means that you should do it every single year.
If it's like Shabbos, where you don't know when it is, you have to count 7 days. So you don't know when it is, it has to be every year.
Uh-huh. Okay, interesting.
Plus, we also had by Brachos in the morning, but we were saying that when do you say the Torah, when do you do the
Mishnah,
and so forth. What day of the week, or is it every day of the week? So here, it's 7 days.
You mean the Karbanos?
The Karbanos.
Karbanos.
All of it.
You mean the Shilashtem, when to learn? Oh, like the Rashi and Tosos over there.
Right,
yeah.
So that whole thing. So one of them was every day of the week, you have to do each one, the same thing. Every
right.
day of the week, all year long.
You're observing Sukkos?
No.
That's what it's talking about here.
Constantly.
Right. Okay, I mean, we can, you know, there's a Rebbe in YU, his name is Rav Meir Goldwicht. Rav Meir Goldwicht travels back and forth to Eretz Yisrael. He's really the visiting rabbi at YU. He's there. He lives there. They call him visiting because he's Israeli. So he has a. He used to have. I don't know if he still does. He has like a vod in his house. The guys come over Monday nights and they schmooze and they learn whatever. When someone walks in the middle and they come down to eat, so he says, "Make a leishev basuka," because we're living outside of Eretz Yisrael. So we all have to always. Oh, we're always observing Sukkos. So much to Steve's point. Yeah, Badana.
Isn't there a similar comment in the Haggadah about doing something in the night or in the day?
Yeah, Balila.
Yeah.
It's a similar question. Why does it specifically say Balila over there? Yeah, so here it's saying, why does it specifically say Bashana? Shivas Yamin Bashana. So says the Sakachar of the Shemi Shmuel. It's not mentioned by any other holiday. The only chag which helps and really reverberates throughout the rest of the year is Sukkos. Pesach, that's for the springtime. That's Chag Ha'aviv. Shavuos, that's Matan Torah Seinu, that's the time for the Katsira. That's specifically that time. Sukkos, there's a concept of Chag Asif, but leaving that aside, says Hashem Yishmuel, that no, Shivas Yamim Bashana, this holiday is the holiday for the entire year. What does it mean it's the holiday for the entire year? Ki b'simchas ha-chag mitaknim ha-avodos kol ha-shana. We fix all of the different mitzvot that we do throughout the year. Shahaisa chasera lahem hasimcha. That when we do mitzvot throughout the year, maybe it's not really with the same level of enjoyment, the same level of exuberance or joy. V'nechshavos avodos kol hashana ki'ilu hayu b'simcha. That when you follow properly the mitzvah of Yontif for Sukkos, that simcha is affecting the rest of your year. Now he's gonna say it one way. I'm gonna say it a different way. But that's what it is. That when you keep Sukkos properly, it's going to sort of supplement all of the lacking of joy the rest of the year. About here for